everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccups, shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all would hear us.
In all the
competing school.
I can't wait to cart this off.
On the Town with Mikey D. This is Pam. I got Jay with me. I got Joel with me. It's the crew. You know what we're celebrating this year is the 30th anniversary of On the Town with Mikey D. We're super excited about it. I'm just going to quickly tell you what songs we've just been listening to, and then we're going to tell you about our anniversary shows that we're setting up for just a little while from now. We were just listening to Victory at Sea, Third Place, Pake. I can't read that from here. All right, hang on. We're both sick, and I'm on a mic that's like four mics away from Jay. And can you turn the screen toward me? Okay. Victory at Sea with Third Pulse. Is that what that is? Uranium Daughters, Berlin. And we started off with Township, Aces Over Eights. Jay's pointing and whispering at me, but that's fine. We're very excited. This is the 30th anniversary of On the Town with Mikey D this year, which means we started back in 1989.
That is correct. I'm on mic two.
Mike, too.
That's me.
Here we go.
Hey. The show started in May of 1989. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
And, I wasn't part of the show for a while before that, but we used to always come down. We used to always come down. You know, it would just be like a party in the air studio. And the official On the Town with Mikey D when he first started having bands, mm-hmm. when he expanded to 3 hours, May of 1989. And we've been doing that since. And it's pretty cool. I've been the talent booker since 2003. And I've been involved with the show since 96. So we are celebrating. We're going to be having celebrations all throughout the year. So if you're listening, the first celebration is going to be at Sally O'Brien's May 2nd and 3rd.
We love Sally O's.
We do love Sally O's. And, you know, it's a great place because, like, you know, they've been really stepping up and really doing some great shows. And they love the music. They love the scene. And they love, you know, working with bands that are not necessarily, like, the most famous bands in the world. And that's what we always try to do here at MFO is we try to bring out the up-and-coming people that need to be listened to because nobody else is giving them that opportunity. And we've got a whole really cool roster of bands lined up for this. It's going to be awesome.
And it's a whole weekend of show. Is
it's
that
a
right?
Thursday and a Friday, you know?
Know?
Thursdays are great to go out. A lot of people like to go out on a Thursday because that's when all the interesting stuff is happening.
That is true.
You know, Friday is like the you know, oh yeah, it's a Friday night kind of thing. But then we do have a Friday night kind of show as well, too. So it's going to be good. The Lights Out are going to be headlining Friday alongside No Hugs and a special reunion by the band The Barneys.
Oh, very cool.
Which is one of Mikey's favorite bands. And then the very first day, we have amongst the performers, we have Eyewitness, and we have the Weistronauts, and we have Lily Black, and then we have a bunch of surprise guests that we're not allowed to talk about. A lot of it has to do with because there's a big show happening with some other radio station affiliation, which they call the Rumble.
The Rumble.
And some of those people can't, you know, they don't want to jeopardize the thing with the stuff and the junk, so they're going to lay low, and then we'll be able to announce in a couple of weeks who some
exciting.
Of these other people are going to be.
Very, very cool.
And they've got food. I'm trying to get them to make a special Mikey D meal. He really loved the barbecue. We're trying to get them to do a pulled pork sandwich or something like that. And there will be cake. Did I mention there will be cake?
Cake.
Look,
now, can you tell us more details about this cake? I'm extremely excited.
It'll be a very delicious cake.
It'll be
gluten free and vegan friendly.
What?
Too, because you know, well, we did that the last time. Last time we did two separate cakes, and I went home with two separate cakes. After that, we got a vegan cake. Which was also gluten-free, and then we got a not-vegan cake. And people like the vegan cake. They liked it better. I thought it was tastier, honestly.
You're so good to us, Joel.
It was good stuff. Well, we had a couple of vegan people involved with the show. I was vegan for a little bit, not that long, but Michael and Sophia have we want to take care of the people with the sensitive issues. And I hate going to a party and where I don't eat meat and like, well, you can have a salad. Well, yeah, that's really not as satisfying as the meal that you're having there. So, it's a little bit of a thing like it's a consolation prize. It's like, yeah, but you got the everybody gets a trophy award. So
there's nothing for you to eat, but no. Here you can hold this panda bear.
You can hold this panda bear. Exactly. Exactly. So, and then we are working on a compilation. Just like we did a couple of years ago, we had a really nice compilation with 36 bands on it, and we're going to be doing another one of those, and we'll have that out in a couple of months. And in the fall, we're going to do another show. So we're going to have a couple of celebrations. The show in September is to be determined, TBD.
I love this.
But yeah, I'm very excited about the Sally O'Briens. Jonas over there has really, really stepped up and given us carte blanche. He's given us... You know how they have like an early show and a late show? Well, we're getting both shows on Thursday. So we're going to have a couple of acoustic acts, a couple of surprise guests, some people that I've been talking to. You know, some of them have confirmed, but I'm not allowed to say because, we want to keep it on the down low so that you can have something to tune in for. And I'm very excited about having No Hugs. I'm very excited about having Lily Black because it's not just about looking at the past. You know, we did that. We did that a couple of years ago, and it's nice to look backward, but it's also really nice to look forward. And No Hugs is up and coming. They just got signed. You know, they're out on a major tour right now, and they're coming back just to play our little thing.
It's
which is nice.
And they're a lovely band. Lovely,
really great people.
Lovely folks.
And of course, Lily Black has been all over the place as well. And the Lights Out just keep making innovative music over and over again, and they're doing a lot of special things. Everybody on this bill is going to be a great band, and they're all great people, and I love the fact that they said yes.
it's they're all part of this community that Mikey D really nurtured.
Well, absolutely, because and a lot of these people have stuck around for a lot of years. I mean, there's a lot of bands that they're here for a couple of years and then they go off somewhere else and they never look back and they never talk about Boston ever again. Like we're not going to mention anybody's name, anyway, but and then there are people who even if they have made it, they come back, they do things, they're still engaged in the music scene, and they're still doing great things, they're still making great music, and they're still pushing the envelope and trying to be better than the last album that they did, and that's all we can hope for as musicians and artists, to be able to put something out and do something that was better than the last thing that you did, right?
Well, and something that I love, this is a little bit of a dad joke reference maybe, but that's kind of my speciality, if you will. But isn't there an expression, a May to September romance?
I've never had one, so I don't know.
The 30th anniversary this year, it's a May to September romance.
It really is.
Because we've got the show in May, the first weekend in May.
First weekend in May.
Thursday, Friday, start your weekend a little early. And it's going to start early. We've got the early set. We've got the later set.
And it's going to be a party. Just come down, bring some friends, have some food, listen to some great music, celebrate the 30th anniversary with us. This is going to be a great time.
We're now.
I know, it's crazy, right? I can't even wrap my head around the fact that we've been doing this for 30 years, and since the show started, everything's changed.
Yeah.
Everything's changed a couple of times, I still don't know how Mikey managed to do it. He would, guy didn't drive a car, never drove a car. And, he communicated via, just seeing people at shows and sending out, this is even before emails, no emails. How do you do that without the emails? And if there were three or four bands that he really liked and they were playing in town on different places, different parts of the night, somehow he'd manage to see all these bands, have a beer with them, and chat. He was like Santa Claus. He did it all in one night. And you know, we can't fill those shoes, but we can certainly do something cool for our friends that have made this the best music scene on the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this isn't just our party, folks. This is your party as well.
And we're excited to see you there.
Yes. And it'll be great. And we're going to promote the snot out of it right up until. I was going to say something else, but, you know, we are on the air.
and snot is certainly something that's on our minds.
It's plentiful in the room.
Yeah. Coming up right here. It was third place. Victory at Sea. Man Trouble just there with Loud. Carissa Johnson prior to that, Only Roses. And we started off with Victory at Sea with third place. Not the third fish place, but third place, like you're in a race. And that rhymes for no other purpose than to bring me pleasure. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is Pam. I'm here with Jay, who tonight is Silent Jay. How perfect is that? Instead of Jay and Silent Bob, it's Pam and Silent Jay. We have Joel here, the man who makes it all happen. I know, he's the whispering
That's
man.
That's okay. I can talk for both of us. See, I thought you were just doing something snarky because I started talking.
I can talk for both of us.
I'm talking for both of us. Oh, fine. I'm going to play a song.
I thought that was brilliant.
So, just so you know, Jay is actually here. He's a little under the weather.
Yeah. The weather's right on top of him.
It's kind of funny because we kind of all three of us are under the weather in some degree.
But we're here because we love you and we love the music.
We're here because we care.
We do care.
Yeah, we do, absolutely. Why not? Why not, indeed? And I found my phone, which is very good. I'd lost my phone.
That's exciting. We may not have found religion, but we found our phones.
That's right.
And that's the next best thing.
The phone is my religion.
Are you ready to give us a little?
So you're gonna play some of that Scott Damgard?
So Scott Damgard has a brand new album out.
Yeah, he was here a couple of weeks ago. Last week.
Was he here last week?
Yeah, he played last week.
Oh, we missed him last week.
Yeah, was it last week? Yeah, I think so. Last week.
And this is a song off the brand new album. What's the name of the album, Jay? There we go. Hiding Out on Titan.
And just as an aside, you know, Scott has a long history. He played in the In Outs. The In Out. He played in the Buzzsaw Frisbees. And all those bands have played here. He goes back with the On the Town show almost as long as I do.
And he's a lovely, sweet, kind,
super sweet guy,
super talented man. Mm-hmm. I really love this new album. I love the artwork on the album.
It's a great album.
It reminds me a little bit. It has a little bit of that Big Lebowski meets Tron kind of feel to it. The artwork.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
which I really dig.
That little satellite really ties the whole picture together.
It really ties the whole picture together. We love it.
Scott Damgard.
Scott Damgard. She left me for a robot.
What's been said before, now nobody understands nothing no more. Commentators, pundits, and paid talking heads tear each other down no matter what's said. Giving answers upon answers there ain't no answer for. Now nobody understands nothing no more. Nobody understands nothing no more. Screen TVs hang on everyone's wall, showing pictures, predictions of the great fall. They get you so worried for what or what for. Now nobody understands nothing no more. Nobody understands nothing no more. Game. It don't matter who loses as long as they score. Now nobody understands nothing no more. Secret man. It seems like there's no compromising in sight. We need to remember the things we're all for when nobody understands nothing no more. Takers and breakers, prophets of doom. Nobody understands nothing no more. Try to scare you and tear you and rip you in two till nobody understands nothing no more. And now I leave you with nothing and nothing to do. Nobody understands nothing no more. No, nobody understands nothing no more. No, nobody understands nothing no more.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
Andrea Gillis there, Land on Me, off her album Ladies Love Thunder. And it's true, we do. Ladies love thunder just like CJ loves the jackal. Before that, Throwing Muses, Pretty or Not, off the Throwing Muses anthology, and Scott Damgard off his brand new album, Hide It Out on Titan, here on WMFO, Medford. It's still on the town with Mikey D. I'm still Pam.
I'm still Joel. Jay is still
silent
over there. Silent Jay. And you know, since I am on the microphone today, it's probably not a bad idea that if you are in a local band, and I suspect most of you people listening are, that and you want to get airplay and you want to maybe come and play on the show. Come and hang out. Tell us when your next gig is.
Come
many ways that you can get in touch. First of all,
come and play on the show.
Silent yeah. Jay.
We'll be playing for silent. You.
That's right.
That's we'll the be loudest he can
on
get.
The town with Mikey D. Three's
you.
Company, too.
Yeah. Hey, do, it's Three's do, Company. Do. Look at this.
That's all I'm going to say.
Which
that's
one
my,
of this is Chrissy?
That was my Silent Bob moment.
That's a Silent
where I
Bob
say
moment.
One thing the whole show.
Now, Three's Company was, sorry, it was Chrissy.
Chrissy, Jack, and Janet.
Janet.
Yeah. And well, they had a couple of people replace Chrissy because Suzanne Summers was out there selling the Thigh Master. And yeah, Jay was doing the Thigh Master
he
over
really
there.
He really was.
It's too bad you can't see. It was pretty it's, sweet looking.
Made me wet. Your eyes freedom.
That's right. So if you have a CD that you want to send us, send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. You can write Attention Joel Simkus, or you can write Attention On The Town With Mikey D. And we'll get it, and if we like it, we'll play it. It's pretty simple. Or send a link to OTT On The Town at sonicenhancement.com. Or hit us up on the Facebook. We're on the Facebook. We got the Facebook.
I love it. We're on the Facebooks.
We're on the Facebook.
The Book of Face.
We're doing the social media
and
thing.
And lo.
That's right.
We are in the Book of Face.
Yeah.
The Binars coming
love
back down. Off party all night.
Calling out all over the world, looking for that. heard Dave Davies. He kinda helped me go crazy. Well, I was just a little kid, but I was feeling what he did when he took his razor to his amplifier speaker and he got that sound, the silver metal. When I feel your buzzer, I want you all to hear me work. When I feel your buzzer, now you're gonna hear me work.
Bury the body for me. everybody for me. It's all the little things. It's all little things. Everything about her's so enticing. She's the kind of kick it doesn't need icing. Every little way she's fine, it's fine by me. Every little move's a symphony. Everywhere she walks, she's all I see. Every little way she's made is made for me. It's all little things she's doing. That's all. I hit the floor so hard I'm out. Everything she says I find surprising. Opens up her mouth and out comes lightning. Doesn't even have to try to get to me.
Travis Thrio, All the Little Things, off their album Backward Crooked from the Sunset, on the label Itty Bitty. Ruby Rose Fox, before that, Bury the Body, off her album Domestic. Trinary System and their song Dave Davies, love Dave Davies, off Amplify the Amplified. And we started off that set with The Binars, Coming Back Down, Party All Night is the name of that album. It's about 10 o'clock. You're listening to W.